Hollywood Live with Tanya Hart.
Keegan-Michael Key is engaged. He announced the engagement to director partner Elisa Puglisi in an adorable Twitter post. And you know, Keegan can really continue the celebration because TMZ says his divorce from his first wife of 17 years, Cynthia Blase, was finalized yesterday. So the 46-year-old wrote a $655,000 check to his ex in addition to the division of assets, which included real estate and cars. And you know, he's got to pay her 21% of his gross income on anything he earns above $2 million per year. Now, the ex-wife was 14 years older than Keegan, and a former actress also received a vacation home in Mexico. She didn't do too badly. Well, Keegan has made his red carpet debut with the Boy Meets World director in March of last year, but Alicia and Keegan really kept their romance widely under wraps because, hey, he was still legally married. Anyway, that changed on Monday, and I am so happy for him. He's really such the funny guy. And speaking of marriage, she admitted she feared for her marriage, but it looks like the 46-year-old Kenya Moore isn't playing it around in her quest to build a life with her new husband, Mark Daly. Now, you know, on Sunday's edition of The Real Housewives of Atlanta, she was talking about how she was so worried about her marriage. Well, turns out this week she was actually spotted in Barbados at a treatment facility for IVF. You know, that's the in vitro fertilization treatment. Turns out she's down there by herself, but according to TMZ, because you know they're everywhere, they said that her husband is supposed to show up today. Well, I hope that that works for them. You know, she was crying and telling the production staff about how her marriage wasn't working because her husband is living in New York. She's in Atlanta. He's struggling to deal with her fame, and there's a lot of pressure. Of course, there's a lot of pressure. But if you don't want to get divorced, you can always leave TV, go live with your husband in New York, and stay married. Not that difficult. And on Sunday, it's American Music Awards with Tracy Ellis Ross hosting. And I'll bet that's because her mom, Diana Ross, is getting a Lifetime Achievement Award. There will be a lot of performers there. That's on ABC. And don't forget, the Justice League opens this weekend. And Hollywood Live Extra features my podcast with Ray Fisher, who, of course, is Victor Stone, otherwise known as the Cyborg in the movie. You do not want to miss the podcast. And don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Tanya Hollywood.